Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's a beautiful morning here in Kennebunk, where I live. Blue sky, warming up. It's going to be a great day to finish your last-minute chores in the garden, whether you're still planting bulbs, raking leaves. Let's get it done. You know, the time of the year is saying, hey, let's put everything to bed and get ready for the changes of the season. Then we can move inside. Well, as you move inside and you'll get ready for traveling and holidays and things like that, and, of course, the big celebration of Christmas, there's a company that has produced a new product. Came out last year, was really excited about it, and have invited them to come back on a radio program to tell you about this product. It's called Vacation. And this is a very, very unique product, has several uses, and to tell you about Vacation is Boomer Cardinale. Boomer, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me back. How are you?
Very well. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I did, and I'm on my, like, fifth or sixth meal of incorporating leftover turkey into everything I eat. So thinking of a turkey omelet here in a little while. So how about you? How was your Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving was very, very well. Now we're looking for towards Christmas and indoor plants and things like that, and I thought it would be very timely to have you come on and tell our listeners about Vacation. First for the Christmas tree, and then about taking care of their plants when they travel, because Vacation is something very unique that will keep their plants healthy while they have gone south for a week or two. But first of all, tell us about Vacation. What is it, and how does it work on your cut Christmas trees, first of all?
Okay, for the cut Christmas trees, Vacation is actually a one-time application. And what it is, it's a concentrate. It's a liquid concentrate. It's derived from a plant extract. And really, it's classified as generally regarded as safe. So it's just real simple plant extract. What you do is you take this 8-ounce bottle of Vacation and you pour it into a gallon of water. And you make a solution. And then you just put that into the Christmas tree stand, that reservoir at the bottom. And the base of the tree, the trunk, will suck in all that solution over the next day or so, and then that's it. And your tree does not need to be watered for up to 3 weeks, which would be really convenient over the holidays when you got the tree there with the presents all around it, and you don't want to get in there and try to get a watering can under that tree. So that's how it works. Real simple.
So you don't add water. You mean you just add this Vacation once and that's it?
Yeah, now it does have to be mixed with just that initial gallon of water, and then that's it. So there are some other Christmas tree preservatives out there that they want you to be watering every single day. And even if you're not even using a preservative, you still got to water every day. But if you have a fresh-cut trunk on the bottom of that tree, which you should have on all your trees when you get them home, and if you don't have one, do it yourself before you bring it in the house, and then you just put this Vacation with the water in there once, the first day, and that's it. And it'll look a little weird because after a couple of days, you'll have a dry reservoir, nothing in there, but it's okay because the Vacation is inside the tree, and the tree will not need any more water for up to 3 weeks.
Wow. Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah. We tried it on. Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Tell us about it.
Oh, well, we were just, we'd gotten different results, and the reason we say the up to 3 weeks is because every tree is different, and we were testing it down here in Houston last Christmas, and we went from around Thanksgiving weekend all the way up to New Year's, and we still had some really good-looking trees that were still green and had little or no needle drop, and that was not watering it for, you know, for the 3 to 4 weeks.
That's incredible. That's incredible. Now, for people that, you know, we're coming into January, February, people are going to head south to go to Florida or wherever to get a week or two of relaxing and some sunshine. But back home, all of their plants, somebody's going to need to water them. What can you do with vacation for those plants?
Well, that exact same product that you're using on the Christmas trees, you can use on the live plants. And if you have some left over or you want to buy an extra bottle for the live plants, you can. And how it works is you just take actually a capful of the vacation and mix it with a cup of water this time. And you make that solution again, and you pour it at the base of the plant. And so now we're talking about live plants here, so you just want to put it down there in the base. You don't have to put it in the foliar or anything like that. So if it's a potted plant, just right there at the bottom where the soil meets the base of the plant. Make sure there's no runoff, and the plant will survive without water for up to 2 weeks on the live plant. So it's really great for this time of year for any kind of centerpieces or poinsettias you might be bringing into the house. And then, like you said, when January, February comes around and you're going to be gone for a little while, you can zap these plants with the vacation the day before you leave, and your plants should be nice and happy by the time you get back. It'll look like somebody had been watering them every single day while you were gone.
Tell us how vacation works. I mean, what does it do to these plants? Does it put them in like a suspended animation, or how does it work, Boomer?
Yeah, we kind of just call it like your plants hibernating. What it's doing is it's for the live plants, it's going through the root system. And it's sending a signal to the plant to stop transpiring, to stop releasing water. And that's what we call the vacation, an anti-transpirant. And so what's happening is it's not releasing any transpiration. So this plant looks and feels like it's just been watered. And so it doesn't release any, and everything just kind of stops. So if you have flowers that were buds, they kind of stay buds. A flower was blooming, it just stays blooming. Everything kind of stays the way you left it as soon as the vacation product hits the plant. And then it eventually just wears off, and you just got to go back to your normal watering cycle, or water turns it off right away. So if there's some rain, or if you take a watering can and water it, that's it. It goes right back to the normal watering schedule.
Wow. So do you water the plants ahead of time so that they can take up the moisture and then add this, or do you do this in place of watering before you leave?
Yeah, we recommend definitely that you do a normal watering of your plants, let's say that, I guess, the day before you leave, just to get some dampness in the plants. And again, you got to try to avoid that runoff. So if you got some really weak soil in your potted plants, and when you pour that water, it just goes right off the bottom. That's not good any time of the year. So you want to get some more soil in there. Make sure you have some nice damp plants. And then the day you're leaving, just follow the application directions on the vacation bottle, depending on what variety of plants you're using it for. You can use it on your vegetables, herbs, trees, potted plants, plants that are in the ground, hanging baskets, doesn't matter. And just follow it and hit it with the vacation, and that should do it. And you should be fine.
Wow. Now, do you have a website, Boomer, that people can go to get more information about vacation?
We do, and it's really easy. It's naturalindustries.com, and if you want a little shortcut for the Christmas trees, you can go to naturalindustries.com/vacationforchristmas, and then you can also jump around the whole site and see the regular vacation information. We've got all the instructions, and there's also a locator out there for all your listeners. They can just get on there on the locator on our site, type in their zip code, and it'll show you what stores are around in their area.
So that they can know where to find it.
All right. If they're looking for vacation, just use the locator, and if your store doesn't have it, they should be able to order it.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So if you have a cut Christmas tree and you want it to last longer, mix up one bottle with a gallon of water, put a fresh cut on the tree in the stand, fill it. Now, let's say your stand only holds half a gallon. Should you let that go in and then put the remainder of it until the tree has taken all of the vacation?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, if you can't fit the gallon in, definitely just wait until it's sucked it all in. It might take a day, and just get the rest of the solution in there. Your solution will be okay in a bucket or anything. It has a lifespan. It's okay. So you can keep the solution in the bucket or whatever you're using, and then just keep getting it in there into the tree stand. And the rule of thumb is you want to do about an ounce per foot. So each bottle of vacation is 8 ounces. So if you have an 8-foot tree or smaller, you just need that one bottle. But if you have a larger tree, you probably want to get 2 bottles. And if you have any left over, just use it on their live plants, like the poinsettias.
Wonderful. Boomer, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And we'll continue to tell everybody about vacation to keep their trees fresh and their plants on vacation while you are on vacation. Thanks, Boomer.
Thanks a lot, Paul. Take care. Happy holidays.
For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just mist your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
My wild Irish
home. Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're always trying to give you some information about the new technology, and this vacation, if you do go away for a week or two, it really does help to prevent your plants from drying out. So look into it. And those of you that have a lot of plants, it can really help you a great deal, especially with the smaller potted plants, 4 or 5 inch plants, which tend to dry out quicker than a big 8 or a 10 inch container. So think about it if you're going to be doing a little bit of traveling and there's nobody home to take care of your plants. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Frank from Massachusetts, who has a question about hand pollination.
Hi, Frank. Good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. I got two questions. One is, when I pollinate, like, say, pumpkins or squash plants with an artist brush, where do I put the pollen exactly? Some people say put it on the outside. Some say put it in the center. And my second question is, how come I don't see purple passion plants anymore, or is it my imagination?
Purple passion plants are still available. It's not a plant that's winter hardy in the Northeast. Purple passion is, if you lived in Florida, it wouldn't be a problem. You'd have it there. California, any place where there's no frost, the purple passion is grown as a perennial vine. Like, we grow roses on a trellis here in the Northeast. The best thing for you to do, Frank, is if there's a nursery, greenhouse, garden center that you deal with on a regular basis, when you're down there at Christmas to get a tree and a poinsettia, ask them if they can get it for you in the spring, because the garden centers that have greenhouses that bring in tropical plants like hibiscus, mandevilla, diplodemia for summer color, they can bring in passion flowers. No problem. I know Kane's Flower World in Danvers, he always has them. In Georgetown, Noonan's Greenhouse, they always carry the passion flower, because it's beautiful. And, you know, you can keep it outside from mid to late May, depending on where you live, frost-free until September. And then bring it in the house, put it in a sunny window, and it will flower off and on all winter long. Now, when you do pollination, the pollen has to go on the female portion of the plant, and that's in the very center of the flower, okay? When you look at the plant, you're going to see a swollen area in the middle, and coming from the swollen area, you will see, it looks like a hand with a swollen end on it. That is the pollen sacs. And they'll have kind of a yellow dust on the very tips. And you're going to have 5, 6, or 7 of these pollen sacs. And what you need to do is to take the pollen off of those and put it in the very center of the flower. So you take your brush, you tickle the pollen sacs, and then you put it on the ovary in the middle of your bloom. And you can go from flower to flower to flower, just like a bee does, just how the insects do. And if you can do that, you can even have tomatoes, peppers, in fruit during the winter in your home. But because there's no insects and there's no wind, you have to do the pollination by hand. That's the only way that you can do it. You can shake the flowers. Sometimes that will work on tomatoes in a greenhouse. When you buy greenhouse tomatoes at this time of the year, the tomatoes are grown, could be Massachusetts, could be Connecticut, New Jersey. There's no bees. There's no wind. And what the grower will actually do is shake the plant to ring the bell of the flower that will stir the pollen, that will move the pollen from the pollen sacs to the ovary, and that will give you tomatoes. If we can help you, 800-259-9231.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun, but don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract the good birds. Cheap Cheese contains fillers like Milo, cracked corn, and millet. Great if you want morning doves and grackles, but if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends with raisins, cherries, cranberries, and tree nuts. Also the only bird food with vitamins, electrolytes, minerals. That's Wild Delight.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. You know, this time of the year, we're switching all of our gardening from outdoors to inside. But outside is still a lot to do. And one of the things that I enjoy the most about the fall and winter is the activity in the backyard. I have bird feeders, and it's just a lot of fun to watch the birds come to the feeder, the different colors, the different sizes, the shapes. But I never knew, still I'm not quite sure on what seeds are best to have in the seed blend. So during the winter, what I'm going to do is every other week, we're going to have C-Ann. We're going to call her our bird lady. She's from Wild Delight, and she's going to help you to attract birds into your yard. And I thought this morning what we would talk about are the various types of seeds so that you'll know about the seed to look for to bring the birds into your yard. C-Ann, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm good. As long as I don't have to eat turkey, I'm fine.
Do you have a turkey hangover now?
Oh, yeah, I've had it. I don't want to anything that has feathers. I want some beef.
You want to see them flying outside, right?
Right.
Plenty of
right.
birds with feathers.
What I thought this morning is if we can talk about some of the seeds and what they will attract. And I guess the two biggest seeds that people know, sunflower one and a small one, thistle. So maybe you can tell us what we should look for if we use those two seeds and how we should select those seeds for our feeders.
Well, you know, birds have a very high metabolic rate with an average body temperature of about 100 degrees. Birds will eat their own body weight in food every day, so they're looking for high fat, high energy food. And sunflower, black oil sunflower, hard chips, that is fits the bill for them. It provides a great deal of fat and energy for them. That's why it's a highly desired seed. So I always recommend mixes that have a good selection of the sunflower in it. But, you know, you have to be careful. Not all sunflower is the same. I have people who say that that's all that they will feed their birds. But be careful when you buy it. I have in the past bought, you know, a generic bag of just black oil sunflower from a box store, brought it home, opened it up, and there was enough sticks in it to make a small fire. And it was dusty and dirty. But, you know, I put it out for the birds anyway, and I'm watching them, and they're flicking it, swinging it out of the feeder. So I go over, and I see all these shells that aren't open. So I start cracking them open. They're hollow. This is old seed, old, dirty, nasty seed that they're trying to unload at a good price. So look for, if you can, an expiration date on the bag. Good manufacturers like D&D Commodities, we put a best buy date on all our bags. So you have an idea of how old the seed is. You want fresh seed because it's not all the same.
Now,
and now you're seeing seed. I'm sorry, Paul, go ahead.
I was thinking, I've seen in the past, I bought some sunflower seed. I needed some quickly. It was Sunday. Every place was closed, and I just went to a box store, bought some sunflower, threw it in the feeder, and as you said, it was kind of dusty at the bottom of the bag. And then I noticed that some of the sunflower kernels had like a little hole in the actual kernel.
Right.
Was that some kind of insect that got into the seed?
That is your Indian meal moth. They lay their eggs in the seed, and the little larvae drill right in. It looks like it's an untouched seed, but for that little hole, the insect's already gone in there and eaten all the sunflower kernel, so all you have is an empty hull. That is seed that's been sitting around way too long. So if the price is really good, there's a reason for it. And
okay.
That is one of it.
So if you're buying sunflower and it's in a plastic bag, should you kind of bounce it and see if dust will accumulate in the bottom of the bag, or even look at it and see if there's dust? So if there's a visible sign of dust in it, then that's old seed.
Right. I would look it over if it is in a plastic bag. A lot of the seeds are put into paper bags, and that makes it even harder. But you know what you could do for the Indian meal moth is look in the seams. Because a lot of times you'll see them, you know, little cocoons and stuff in the seams of that paper bag. If you see it, don't buy it. Because that's old seed that's already fallen prey to insect predation.
Now, how long can a seed be stored before you have a problem with these moths, mealy moths, getting into it?
Well, at D&D Commodities, we do have a cold storage facility. We do a best buy date on our bags of 18 months. So if it's stored properly, it's cleaned. Because a lot of times those insect eggs are in that dust itself. So we take that out of the bag. So we can get a year and a half out of the seed before it goes bad.
Okay. Now, where should people store their seed? Someplace where it's cold, or in the house where it's warm?
If you can, in a cool, dry place. You could put it in, store it in a can or in a plastic container in, say, the garage or in the basement, or in the summertime, if you want, if you buy smaller quantities, you can, if you have space in your refrigerator, store it in there, keep it cool and fresh.
So if you can keep it cool, it will extend the life of the sunflower seed itself.
Correct.
Okay. Now, thistle seed, what attracts, what type of birds are attracted by thistle seed, and how's the best way to disperse the thistle seed?
The primary birds that will go to thistle is your all your finches, your pine siskins. I've even had the indigo bunting on my thistle tube, and that's one way to dispense it. I have 2 3-foot thistle tubes hanging out in my yard that I keep filled all the time, and I've got finches galore. And I also use, they call it a thistle stock. And it's a mesh bag that I've got hung up in all different places. And the birds just land on this bag and cling and hang upside down, and they love it. So those are the two best ways to dispense the thistle or niger seed, whichever way you want to call it.
Now, why are they going to this thistle? Is thistle a good seed for the bird to eat, or is there something better than thistle?
You know, for the finches, their beaks are designed to handle, because it's such a small seed. So their beaks are specialized to handle that size of seed. And niger seed is high in fat. So it's a good energy food for the bird.
It is. It's a real good seed.
Yes,
now,
it is.
So do you think that if people had a thistle feeder and they had a feeder with a black oil sunflower seed, that it would give them a good array of birds for their yard?
It will give them a good start. I prefer, instead of just a black oil sunflower mix, I like to get mixes with different nut meats in it and fruit and even safflower. You know, I like to put a variety out there rather than just one nutrition source.
Okay. And how about water? You know, right now the weather's getting cold. The bird baths, for the most part, have been put away so that they don't break. How can people get water out there?
Oh, my. I just did that yesterday. I called them my birdie jacuzzis because they are heated bird baths. And I've got 2 of them, 1 in the front yard, 1 in the backyard. Got them all cleaned up, all plugged in. And what it is it doesn't boil the water, but it keeps the water just above freezing, so that they have a water source, because water is as important in the winter as it is in the summertime. And water is such a good attractant to get more birds into your yard. Because when you think about it, in the wintertime, everything's frozen over, so it's harder for them to find water. So if you provide them with a heated bird bath, you're going to get more birds into your yard, because you're going to be one of the few sources of water they can find.
Wow. And that's something that you can leave plugged in all day and all night, and it's not going to take a lot of energy to run it?
No, they are a low energy source. And the new bird baths nowadays, because they're not super hot, even if they happen to go dry, it doesn't melt the bath. Many years ago when they first came out, you had to be careful and keep the bird bath filled with water. Because if it went dry, it would melt. The new ones nowadays are fabulous. It just keeps it warm.
Wonderful.
And the water is available to them.
Now, tell us a little bit about Wild Delight. How long has Wild Delight been mixing bird food?
Wild Delight's been around since 1985. And we're located in the Midwest. We're a family-owned company. And we started out, we consulted with like Cornell University and some of the experts to come up with some of our mixes. And our mixes are, you know, we start off with a good sunflower base, and then we just dolly each one of them up with different fruits, different nuts. We avoid the cheap fillers like your cracked corn, I've seen wheat, oats, but I've seen some weird stuff put into bird food. Because a lot of these companies are hoping people think that all seed is seed and all birds eat all seed, and that's just not the case. If you see birds flinging a lot of the seed out of the feeder, there's a reason for it. It's not a desired seed. So you're not getting the bang at your feeder, and you're getting a mess underneath that you need to clean up. Or in the spring and summertime, weeds will sprout up from the discarded seed. So I like to avoid all these cheap fillers.
Okay. Now, one question for you. You go to some of the garden centers, and they'll have black oil seed, and they'll have striped sunflower seed. What is the seed that's going to give the bird the most for your dollar, the striped or the black oil?
I would probably lean towards the black oil because it's easier. It's smaller. It's easier for the birds, most birds, to handle. The striped sunflower is a big, if it's still in the shell, it's a bigger shell. And usually your bigger birds, like your blue jays and stuff, like the striped sunflower better.
So if we want to keep just the little birds, stick with the oil and try and stay away from the larger seeds.
You know what? You would probably get a bigger bang for your buck with the black oil.
Terrific.
You know, you can mix the two. I mean, both of them are a great fat and energy source. It's
okay.
Just that
the black oil is going to get more. Okay. CN, thank you for joining us this morning. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks, and we'll try and encourage everybody to feed the birds and enjoy it.
And I'd give the world if she could sing.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with a special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 10th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1389.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1425.55, $712.78 for a half ounce, or $356.39 for a quarter ounce. That's $1425.55, $712.78, or $356.39.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. That was CN. We'll have her on every couple of weeks to try and help you to select the right seed, the right types of feeders to attract the birds that you want. Feeding the birds during the winter is an awful lot of fun, and it's great to see the color and the movement in the backyard. You know, maybe snowy and cold out, but watching the birds to me is an awful lot of fun, and I hope you get to enjoy it also. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Iris from Maine, who has a couple questions, one about a heliotrope and one about an aeonium.
Okay, Iris, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you very much, Paul. I have two houseplants. One I'm caregiving, and the other is a mystery. It's heliotrope. I brought it in from outside,
yep.
And I put it in a 12-inch pot, and it's growing like crazy. The other thing is the aeonium a friend gave me to mind until next summer, and I was away for 2 weeks, and, of course, I didn't have that wonderful new product, Vacation, and I've been watching. I don't know how to feed it or what to do with it.
Okay. This time of the year, Iris, your house plants can be fed on a monthly basis, and they'll do very, very well. Plants that would get fed more than once a month would be plants that bloom. So hibiscus, for example, they could be fed every couple of weeks. African violets could be fed every couple of weeks. But any kind of a plant like that that you have in the house year-round, then you would feed it on a monthly basis. Now, you're going to get some gift plants, Christmas cactus, cyclamen, Christmas cherries, ornamental peppers, kalanchoe. These are all plants that they are a seasonal type plant. They get fed once a month also. So the two plants that you're talking about, once a month is plenty. The heliotrope, dark colored foliage with purple to blue blossoms on them, you're going to get a few flowers here and there during the winter. It's a plant that prefers long days to make the bloom. So right now, our days are getting shorter and shorter and shorter. And because of the length of the day being short, you're not going to have many flowers on it. But you're going to start to see that as we get to the end of winter, the beginning of the spring, that the blossoms will get to be more numerous on it. But the plant will get bigger. Now, what's nice about the garden heliotrope is let it get bigger. And once it starts to get out of its size in the pot that it's in, you can buy a package of rooting powder at your local garden center, and you can take cuttings. Take a piece about 3 to 4 inches long, a tip of the branch, cut it, strip the bottom third of the foliage off, dip it in the rooting powder, and then stick your cutting into a pot with some sterilized soil. Keep them where there's plenty of light, but no direct sunshine on them until the roots develop. And you can take a whole bunch of cuttings and have garden heliotrope that you can put outside in the spring for several gardens, because it is a beautiful, and it's an old-fashioned plant, and butterflies absolutely love it. On your other plant, feed it on a monthly basis. Go easy with the water, because at this time of the year, your days are shorter, the sun is not as strong, and it takes less moisture to do the same thing during the winter as it does during the spring and summer. And that's for all plants. You're going to use a lot less water during the winter than you do during the summer. Now, if you're in a house and you have forced hot air, or you have a wood stove or a coal stove, the air in the house is going to be drier. If you can mist the plants, that will help. And you may need to water more because that room is going to be warmer because of the heat source. Okay? But once a month, plenty.